Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell along with Carver High and Coach Zim in the five-hole studio. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. 855-212-4227 is the number. So we'll get into the Falcons win over the Saints momentarily. 20-17, they got it done. I'm watching the Kings and Senators on the ice. They're in the second period, tied at twos in Lipstick City. I'm watching the Rockets pounding Utah in Salt Lake, 69-51, 8 minutes left in the third. That Rockets team has been very tough. I will say this, that the Nets came back in that game with OKC in Mexico City and made a game of it. Right now, with 7 minutes left, it's Nets 87-85 over the Thunder. So LeVert has 17 points for the Nets. Earlier, Ingram with a three at the buzzer to win in Philly for the Lakers, 107-104, and the Wizards 109-99 over the Suns. In the Valley, and then those two games are going on now as we speak. 855-212-4227. As for the other games, Canes up on the Sharks 4-2 in the second late. They just ended the second period now. 4-2 Canes up there. The Canes were sold today to a Dallas billionaire. Flyers lead in Vancouver 3-1. Funny how they're winning all of a sudden out on the West Coast after they can't win for a month. Bruins 6-1 over the Coyotes. Penguins in overtime over the Islanders 4-3. Flames in overtime over the Canadiens 3-2 at the Bell Center. Lightning 5-2 over the Avs. Panthers 6-4 over the Jets. Get the empty netter late. Blues 3-0 over the Stars tonight in St. Louis. Mike in South Carolina, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scott Farrell, how you doing?
Hey, Mike, how you been, buddy?
I'm been good. I'm good. And hey, Scott, big game Sunday. Do you think the Baltimore Ravens could beat the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Sunday night, you know, I think the Shazier injury has got the Steelers, you know, beaten down a little bit. I think they're tripping about how they're going to recover from that injury and that loss. He's done playing football for them for a while, it would appear to me, after that spinal surgery. He's not playing this year. I don't see how you have spinal surgery and play football. So they're going to have to figure out how to win without him. He's a great player, very fast and everything. I think they love him. They think he's fantastic. I think, you know, he's never really, and Carver High and I have had this conversation, I've never thought he really has lived up to the hype, that he's been this superstar. I don't believe that. I think he's got all the potential in the world and the speed, but I've never thought he's been brilliant or anything on the football field. I think it's a definite loss for them. Without a doubt, but I, you know, if they lose the rest of the way, let's say, in the playoffs, is that what they're going to hang it on? They're going to hang it on his spinal injury, that's why they didn't make it or didn't get to the Super Bowl? You got to have somebody step up and play for him. I think they're better than Baltimore without him. I still think they're better than Baltimore without him. Now, that's a lot of wood to lay in that game, 7, but I think the Ravens are very average this year, and, you know, they're okay, in my opinion, at home. I think in the Charm City they've been pretty good. Decent at home, you know, against Detroit and the like, et cetera. But I think on the road here in Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, that's just a game the Steelers should win and probably will win, I would think. I got to tell you, Dave in Halifax, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I tell you, because we're pals, I got to write you a better jingle for O'Reilly Auto Parts, because, man, yours is just not cutting it.
There you go. Thanks. Thanks for all your advice. So we're going to go to Scotty in Nova Scotia, see what that got him. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, how you doing,
Listen,
Scotty?
Who cares how I do sing and do commercials? Like, really? Do you really care about it that much that you want to call me up and tell me that? Like, I'm so sorry that I can't live up to your expectations for my stupid jingle song I sing. Do you think I like doing that 50 million times a week or 7 billion times a year? And then I got you making fun of me? You know, like, I'm going to throw an elbow in your face. Like, I really don't care. Like, do you think I lose sleep over that stupid thing? In fact, do you want me to stop doing it, Carver? Would that make him happy? Go ahead. Scotty, go ahead.
Time about your jingle. Listen, I just wanted to bring up something earlier you mentioned about fights in hockey. And a name that comes to mind about someone who did lose their career over fights was George Parros, who's the current lead player safety guy. 2013, the start of the season, with he was playing for the Habs, and he played against the Leafs, and he got dropped and cracked his skull on the ice and then sat out for about a dozen games, came back the first part of December,
mate.
Got another concussion, and that was the end of it, more or less. I do believe, I agree with you, that there is a place in hockey for fighting, but right. There is no place for enforcers anymore.
Right. He was an enforcer, and I know him. He like has a clothing company now, and we tried to get him on the show in Vegas because that's where he lives, I think. And he never came down to do it. So I know what happened to him. It is what it is. It's, you know, really unfortunate. It's terrible. I feel bad for the guy that, you know, that happened to him. But at the end of the day, like I said, there's been 5 million fights I've seen in my life. And it's a rare day when, if you ask me, it's a rare day when one of them ends a guy's career.
I can't agree with you more. You're absolutely right. And the three people he was involved, like Parros, Colton Orr, for the Leafs, the first fight, and then Eric Bolton for the Islanders in the second one. And those names, you know, unless they don't really ring a bell for anybody because they're not active anymore.
You remember Probert? You remember Knuckles Nylund? Oh, yeah. I mean, these guys fought 5 million times, so...
It's all about who can hold a, you know.
Hey, Scotty, hold on one second. I hate to put you on hold. Just hold on. I got to go to Atlanta right now. Devondre Campbell, linebacker for the Falcons, 6 tackles tonight in a huge win for them over the Saints, 20-17. First of all, Devondre, thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio. Boy, you guys needed that one. That was a huge win for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. It was a must-win situation, you know, just like the rest of our games are at this point. And we knocked one out the way. Our focus is on Tampa now. We just have to take it one game at a time and try to stack them.
You played great tonight. I thought you and Deion Jones and Bobby Alford and Mr. Poe and Allen, you guys were all over the field. If it wasn't for that defense, you guys wouldn't have that W because – I got to be honest with you. I thought, you know, Matt had a bad night, and I thought your defense bailed him out.
I mean, we're all an extension of one another, you know what I mean? And we knew coming into the game that the Saints had an explosive offense. They had two really good running backs. They have a great quarterback who can get the receivers the ball. So we knew we had a tough task coming into the game, and we knew that it was going to come down to us holding up our end of the deal. And I think we did a pretty good job just, you know, getting off the field and continuing to get the offense the ball.
What did you think when you turned around and saw Jones go back up off of his heels into the air and pick off that pass in the end zone that would have won them the game? That was a hell of a play.
Man, it was an amazing play. I mean, he's a really good football player, man, and just he made a great play. You know, like he has the Saints number, man. Every time we play the Saints, he's out there making huge plays, and he made a huge play for us to seal the deal. And you know, we expect plays like that from him.
So, Devondre Campbell, 6 big tackles tonight for the Falcons with us on the bench. Now, I know Tampa's all that matters, but you do go back and go to New Orleans in a couple of weeks, and we're going to have to do this all over again. Both of these games late in the season are so huge. That'll be another huge game for you guys.
Definitely. Like I kind of referred to a little bit earlier, every game from this point on is huge. You know, we kind of control our own destiny at this point. So we just want to take it one game at a time, focus on Tampa, and then move on from there.
So Christmas Eve in New Orleans on Bourbon Street, I doubt you're going to be bringing any presents for the Saints players for Christmas.
Yeah, we got a present for them. We're trying to leave out there with a W. That'll be our present.
How crazy is it, this playoff push here for all these teams in the NFC that you guys are right in the middle of after that big win tonight? This is what it's all about, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is what you sign up for. You know, it's football in December. This is where it matters. Nobody cares about what you did in September. It's about what you can do now. And every detail is important at this point because everything matters. You know, like, you're really scrapping for that playoff spot. And our division is so close right now, every game matters.
How, a lot of people thought you guys couldn't get back to the playoffs after what happened in the Super Bowl. Obviously, you guys had to make it a goal to shove that back in everybody's face that you guys believed in one another enough to get back to the playoffs, and that's the goal you're working on right now. It's no joke. It's not easy to do it, is it?
Yeah, I mean, we can't really worry about what happened last year. We know we have a really good football team, and we can't let last year's, you know, situation determine what's going to happen this year. So we just have to continue to go out and play our style of ball, and we'll be just fine.
Hey, great job tonight, dude. Nice game. Good luck against Tampa. Thanks for coming on the bench on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all for having me.
All right. Happy holidays, bro.
Happy holidays to you as well.
My man, Devondre Campbell of the Atlanta Falcons. So let's go back to Scotty, who we were talking to in Nova Scotia. He's next door neighbors with a guy that hates that I sing, actually. They're best friends. They smoke a lot of weed together.
Nailed it.
What's up? So we were talking about fights. I mean, what else is there to say? I don't think it's that big of a deal. In fact, I think the NHL has done a great job of silently ruining the fight game in the NHL. In my opinion, I never see any fights anymore. So I think they have it down secretly. I think under the table, they've convinced all these teams to stop fighting, and maybe at best you'll see one fight in a game. If that, at best, every night. I'm surprised when I even see one anymore.
Well, you know, I think it has more to do with the fact that the human body just has reached a point where, you know, in order to make it to the NHL, the bar has been risen so high that, you know, the attributes that made an enforcer great are just not applicable anymore. I mean, you've got to be fast. You've got to be you don't have to be – you shouldn't be large. You can't get up and down the ice if you are. I mean, there's only one person I can think of who could probably hold his own in a fight and do what he does, and that's Alex Ovechkin. I mean, everybody else is just a glass cannon. You know, they'll take a punch or they'll throw one, and then that's the end of it. But I mean, there's just no need for it. People don't want it. They don't want goals being scored, one or two goal games, and then a ton of fights. I mean, it slows the game down. I mean, they got rid of the overtime, continuous OT. They made it a 3-on-3 for 5 minutes.
I know. Wait a minute now. Seriously, hold on. You're telling me that when I go to an NHL game, let me just get this straight. When I go to an NHL game, and you do too, Scott, so I go to a lot of games, you know you're going to be there for 3 hours, right?
Yeah.
You have no time for like a two-minute fight? I mean, like, or a 60-second fight?
I'm agreeing with you. The league doesn't want it to last more than 3 hours.
Right.
It's, you know, it's the same as
I don't agree.
Much about it, but let's talk about baseball, too, just for a second, where, like, they're talking about, you know, streamlining the games.
Right.
I mean, I don't think in their mind it has more to do with getting your money in and out. You're there for the allocated 3 hours. They don't even want to cover. They don't even want to clean the ice anymore at the end of the overtimes. Like they just, it was taking too much time. And you know, it's
None of that makes sense to me. None of that makes sense to me. I don't care what they think they know about people's entertainment value for the evening. Some of that stuff's the most ridiculous stuff I've ever heard from these leagues, that, like, the game's too long and we can't sit through a baseball game. When I sit at a baseball game, let me tell you something. When I go to a baseball game, I don't know how many times I've gone to a baseball game. Like, back in the day when I drank, I would go to a baseball game and I would sit there and drink 10 beers. And if I even went to the bathroom, it was a miracle because I just sat on my ass for 9 innings drinking beer and spitting sunflower seeds. And I remember a time where you could, like, smoke at the stadiums. Like, I remember, like, I went out there. It was like a whole night. I used to go every single night of my life to Pirate games. I'd go for the whole game, and it's the laziest thing to do in the world. How many times have you seen people at baseball games, like, passed out in their seat, sleeping in, like, the eighth inning, some fat guy up in the upper deck? Like, what do I care what the Major League Baseball and Rob Manfred and all his minions think about how long I can be lazy in late July at a baseball game when I've got my shorts on and my big fat belly lapping over my belt and my man boobs, and I'm sitting there with a beer and I got ice cream chocolate on my shirt? Leave me alone. I want to sit there and enjoy myself. Carver High just handed me a note. Hold on. Your abusive nature and mean-spirited attack on a caller was uncalled for. Try to be nice to people. It's the holiday season. The guy wasn't against you. He was making fun of you, singing the O'Reilly ad. Your repulsive outburst was absolutely unnecessary. And as the leader of this show, I will not stand for it.
That was a while ago, wasn't it?
Oh, P.S. Apologize to the guy in Halifax or die. Or PSPS, I will concuss your brain and send it to Boston for a CTE study as I remove your skull and brain from it. Okay, then I'm sorry to the guy that I hung up on and was mean to. Merry Pharrell and Christmas.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
So you're telling me after all of that nonsense with the Cardinals and Giants, you're telling me that Gio Stanton, what is the newest news?
Well, this is from a couple guys from MLB Network Radio on Sirius, Jim Bowden and Craig Mish, say that they're now told that Stanton will approve a trade to the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Cubs, and the Astros. Dodgers, Yankees, Cubs, Astros. Apparently, the Giants and the Cardinals, which are the two teams that we have heard
right.
the most about over the last 10 days to 2 weeks,
they're out.
Are not on that list. So, who knows at this point? I mean, this thing just gets... I can't imagine the Yankees being involved in Gio Stanton. I just can't.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like they have some young guys already. You know, I don't know. They have Judge. They have Sanchez. I just don't see the need for Gio Stanton, but... I mean, they are the Yankees. Who knows?
What do you think, Coach Zim?
What are the Yanks going to give up? I don't think they're going to give up prospects. They're in a position now where they finally rebuilt their minor league system, and their young guys are coming through. I mean, you had Justice Sheffield, a promising starter you could possibly trade, but I would think...
He's worth way more than that.
And also, Cashman's been hammering home this whole, we're going to get under the luxury tax for the first time in our entire lives, so... I don't know. I don't think the Yankees. Now, that this doesn't say the Yankees are interested in him. This says that this is one of the teams that he would approve a trade to. So, who knows? It's going to be the Dodgers. You know it is.
Oh, so now all of a sudden it's the Dodgers automatic after he just gave the list as Astros, Cubs, Yankees, and Dodgers. Is that the four?
That's the four.
You're probably right.
Via, of course, MLB Network Radio.
The Nets just beat the Thunder in Mexico City.
Is that right?
Is that right? By 195, they beat him. LeVert had a big game. He sealed the deal at the free throw line. And they got some late rebounds to close it out. Oh, Chris Paul going between people's legs and humiliating them in this Rockets 91-66 debacle in Salt Lake Shakers. That's the same problem I'm having that you have with the Laker game. It's going out every 10 seconds when I'm watching the game.
Yeah,
how painful is that?
We have big TV issues in here tonight.
Well, how painful is that?
It's painful.
You know, it's weird. If I had it on the TV in here, the Polisea TV, it doesn't do that. I don't have that problem. I can't believe they won. I actually took them tonight with the points, so I hit the Nets spread. They've been covering a lot lately. for bettors. I don't know if you knew that or not. They're actually – Dallas and the Nets cover a lot.
The Nets have played a lot better than people thought they would this year.
I'm willing to once again go back on what I said and go to the Nets game. Remember at the beginning of the night, I said, I'm not sure. I'm willing to go see the Nets. They're so terrible.
I'm sure there's some people that can hook you up with some tickets.
Is that right?
Yeah. They do have one more game in Mexico City.
That may not be the case with the tickets, with the ducats. So the mooch line. Somebody already went through the mooch line.
There are a lot of people around here who do grab free tickets before others. So there is an opportunity. There is a chance that the Nets tickets could be gone.
Come on. You mean you're willing to say that someone around here gets free tickets all the time before anyone that matters?
I'm not exactly saying that.
I mean, I don't matter, but I've never asked for anything in my life.
I'm like leaning.
So you're willing to say
that
there's people here that get free ducats? They're like, you know, mooches or whatever? You're willing to say that?
Not even just from here, just from various sources.
But what about, like, how about, like, to every sporting event, they get free access?
And, like, press conferences and things like that.
Free food.
Right, right. The carving board.
So did I tell you that I knocked a carving board off the counter last night? I was so late to be here after my basketball game that I knocked this gigantic carving board off the counter and it flew through the air and I went, no! And then it crashed into the wood floor and took a chunk out of the wood floor, at least the size of a quarter. And I mean, just a chunk. And I looked down and I said to 34C, I think I just knocked a chunk out of your wood floors. And she goes, you did. And then I said, I'm really sorry. I got to go. I did pick up the wooden chunk layer, though. I did pick it up off of the ground and put it back up on the counter. I hate that cutting board now. Every time I go by it, I give it a dirty look. Yeah. Jay Berman's another guy that doesn't think that there's that such thing as concussions or CTE in the NHL. And he also doesn't believe in fighting. He thinks that fighting should be banished from the NHL. And he thinks, he said to me earlier tonight, he said the games are too long. And when he goes to a game, that's been a long time. Jay told me when he goes to a game, he wants to be from car to arena back to car within 2 hours and 40 minutes.
100%. 100%.
Said over 3 hours, and it's like a marriage wrecker.
And no game should ever start 10 o'clock Eastern time or later. That's ridiculous.
He also said that shootouts are for lacrosse.
Why is that ridiculous?
Because I said so.
So the people in California, they got to get to the game earlier than everybody else, so that you don't have to watch the game at 10 o'clock.
100%.
Wait a minute. So when we're in here till 2 a.m. every night, you're not enjoying these West Coast games with me every time you're in here?
That is correct.
You don't enjoy games after 10 o'clock?
No.
What kind of a femmy statement is that? Like, I'm gonna reach over there and punch your face. I love 10 o'clock starts in everything. NBA, college hoops, and NHL, I live for it. What else would I do in here at night? What the hell else would I do? Can you imagine if there was nothing? What would I look at? Jimmy Fallon? What am I gonna do? Watch James Corden? Seriously, what would I do without 10 o'clock starts?
That is a fabulous question. I don't have an answer to that.
What would I do? Do you remember at the Stern we used to watch porno? That was awesome.
Yes.
But I don't think they'd approve of that here at the Vatican.
I was going to say, things have changed.
Things have changed dramatically. We're lucky if they turn the NHL and NBA package on time every year.
Which they didn't, by the way.
Well, they've never done it once on time.
No.
Do you remember when I had 6 TVs in the studio? Now I got 2, and then I got 2 illegal over here.
And
the Polisia TV.
And they don't work. This one on the bottom's got problems. It flickers on and off.
The one on the top flickers on and off.
Every TV in this place. It's all right. Jay thinks that the hardworking guy out in San Francisco has to go to the game at 5.
I
do, correct.
Coach Zim told me that the rumor is there's some guy from ESPN up that lives up on the roof and he cuts the wire all day long because he doesn't like Mike Francesa.
I totally believe that.
Some guy that works for the afternoon show on ESPN.
100%.
They sent a mole. He lives on the roof of our building with a pair of snippers. I saw the guy that works here arguing with some guy that works there. Did you see that argument too with that dude you were talking to tonight?
Yes.
He's getting in some argument with some guy from the other radio station. How pathetic is
that? That happens a lot now.
But how pathetic is that? Like, really? Do you really do that? You, like, get in a radio war or something?
And I like when the tweet, I like when it starts like this. I really like what you do, but
I remember what it said. You sound like a really good guy. Oh, sure you do, but I still want to beat your ass.
I think you do great work, but
no, I think you suck. How does that sound? And I'll beat your ass. And your wife was filming me the other day. Did you see LeBron say that to some fan?
That was hilarious.
Yo, bro, your wife's filming me. What's up?
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Sign up to be an Overwatch member today and start earning instantly. Overwatch members earn $5 back for every 150 points you earn. It's fast, easy, and free, and only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. See store for details. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Is that better? So, there's a bunch of games this weekend that matter. Minnesota, Carolina, Seattle, Jacksonville, Philly, and the Rams. Baltimore, Pittsburgh, New England, Miami on Monday night. You got to be on PharrellOnTheBench.com for all the winners. Every bowl game is posted, money line and spread. Last week in college football, 80% of the bets hit. That means they covered. I mean, nobody does it better than me. It's that simple. Saturday, college hoops, tons of games, including Indiana, Louisville, Florida, Cincinnati, Bama, and Arizona. PharrellOnTheBench.com gives you every pick for every game, every sport, every day, NBA, NHL, boxing, MMA. We have daily fantasy rosters that rake it in. We hit, we win. That's what we do. You cannot beat it. It's $35 a month. I'll make you back that in 5 minutes. Make your head spin. PharrellOnTheBench.com. You spell it F-E-R-R-A-L-L. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. All right. Carver High. No more singing. There you go.
No more singing?
By the way, the Browns did honor the Rooney Rule, apparently. They did interview minorities under the table.
So they were working on this, obviously, for days or weeks.
What they were doing was they were doing it all behind Sushi Brown's back, interviewing people, and they wanted Dorsey in the end. So they did all the other interviews fake. And then they got the guy that they wanted. So they did the other ones because they had to, but they had no intention of hiring any of them. So they were all fake interviews. And then they gave Dorsey the job instantly. That's exactly what happened. Right? I mean, at the end of the day, that's what happened.
Seems that way.
They did satisfy the Rooney Rule, according to sources. People in the know. And we've already talked about Hugh Jackson at great length tonight, that he is staying on inexplicably with the Cleveland Browns. Jason and Cincy, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Rusty, can a Schlitz, please?
Can we get him a Schlitz beer? What's going on?
Hey, man. Do you think Bettman's kind of just sitting on his hands because he sees what a cluster Pharrell the NFL's dealing with CTE? I mean, with the way that the NFL's handling all these lawsuits that are they're coming. They're going to get bigger and bigger, too.
Well, I think that's, pretty much what I said and explained, that the only reason he's in denial because of lawsuits. He is holding the line on denial because if he admits there's such a thing as CTE and all these players are getting it that played in the NHL, they're going to go broke paying lawsuits off to those parties. And there's already players suing the league for their head injuries. So, and CTE and dementia and depression and everything else. So, players get out of the league. They run out of money. They have injuries. They have no health insurance at that point, and they blow through all their money. They're broke, and then they want to blame someone for their problems. So they sue the NHL and try to make that money again. you have to understand that they don't ever make the money again that they made when they were playing. So it's a brutal life to go from, you know, let's say growing up with nothing, going to college on a scholarship, if you will, and then getting signed to a pro deal, going to the minor leagues, having no money, and then finally one day, let's say they make it to the show and to the big league, they finally might get a minimum contract. If they're really good, if they're a star player or, you know, a drafted high pick player, they're going to make good money. And eventually, if they turn into something special on the ice and become a really good player in a league, they'll get rich. But they'll never, in my opinion, ever make that money again once they're done playing. What happens is, in short order, they'll make some money with the lingering effects of their career. In other words, they'll get done playing and people will still recognize them. People will still have them endorse products for a short window after they're done playing. Most players, I'd say a majority of them, don't get that luxury. I'd say, you know, a few guys will get recognized and will promote things and make a little bit of scratch after they're done playing. But, Carver, how would you be willing to admit that I'm right about that? That most players, eventually, they're never going to see that money again that they made. So what happens is they blow through the money, and then they try to find a way to make that money again, and they never will. So then they start thinking crazy, like, I'm going to sue the NHL, and I'm going to get a big payday. That's exactly what happens here. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, for some guys. I mean, I could see it. I don't think everybody, but yeah, they'll never see the amount of money that they saw when they were playing. There's no question about that. That's in all the sports.
So that's one of the biggest problems they face, is they don't know how to live without that. They had that lifestyle, and then it all goes away very quickly.
For some guys, yes. I think there are a few guys who are smart.
Well, there's exceptions to the rule. A lot of them make millions, and they put it in the bank, and they save it, and they don't blow it. But I think a lot of them, let's say if you were making $750,000, right, in your NHL career, let's say that was hypothetically your contract, right, and you made $750,000 a year for the last 3 years of your deal, right? So you made whatever, and then when it's over and the contract's up and they cut you and you can't get another job in a league and no one wants you, how fast do you think that $750,000 goes away?
Goes quick.
There you go. Simple as that. And they never make it again. So they don't know how to live on nothing when they've had $750,000 to live on a year. It's just, they live like rock stars. I think a perfect example of it is Conor McGregor. Now, he made $100 million. That's a lot different money that you're talking about, right? So, like, let's say a guy like, let's say Pauly Malignaggi fought, right, and made $5 million. That's a lot of money to a guy, right? But, I mean, you can blow through that in 10 years easy. Easy. Especially when you're living on that $5 million. You're like, well, you're going around making everybody believe you have all this money, because you do, but it's a short order money. It's like, I have that money right now, but it's not going to last because I have nothing else coming in. See, he doesn't fight anymore, so he's not getting any of those paydays ever again, right? So now he's living on that Showtime paycheck, which is what? A couple hundred grand to do boxing analyst gig? You're not making any more than that.
Which is still pretty good.
It's still decent, but not
for
when you're
a guy
used...
who's made the money that you made in the past.
Well, I mean, if you were making $1 million a fight, 200 grand's like being homeless. It is. So, but I don't think these guys, you know how to, like, your boy McGregor, he's got $100 million, so he's living like he's the king of England. I mean, this guy's going around driving, you know, Bugattis, and he's driving in Rolls Royces. He's got guys opening doors for him. He's got a whole entourage. He walks around like he's Floyd Mayweather now with all that money. He's got a whole entourage everywhere he goes, and you know what? They are all big yes men. They do whatever he wants.
And it costs a lot of money to have all those guys around.
And they just suck the life out of your money. Trust me. And all the thing is, the one thing I don't get about him is he's got this girlfriend and this baby at home. What's he out partying with all these celebrities for? And like doing all these up close cameo pictures with all these hot chicks. There's no chick in the world on the face of the earth that likes that. There's not a chick in the world. If your wife saw you in Vegas with me taking pictures with every single woman and dancing dealer at the D, how do you think that's going to go over?
Probably not great.
Right, yeah. Probably not great. That's one way of looking at it. There's no chick in the world. I guarantee you that dude's girlfriend is seething right now that he was taking pictures with that Rita Ora chick. I mean, she smokes so hot, and this chick just got done having a baby. She's home, which hasn't shampooed her hair in a week. She's changing diapers. Her ankles are swollen. She's miserable. She wants to kill that chick and him. He probably came home. She was at the door with a 12-inch knife trying to kill him. Yeah, shot, 100 million. I'll give you something to think about. Slasher.
Now you really know why he fled out of Ireland.
He's afraid of her.
Forget that Irish mafia story. This is the Irish mob story. Forget that.
The Irish wife.
That's the real problem.
She's not even his wife, is she?
No.
Longtime girlfriend. That's the one you always love hearing. Who is that? That's my longtime girlfriend that I refuse to marry. Right? I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it is. He hasn't married her, but he had a kid with her.
My lady friend.
Most people that eventually have that kid, they marry the chick, and then they get divorced within 4 years. If they didn't get married first and have the baby, and they have a baby, those 9 out of 10 times end in divorce. You can ask anybody, right? I know I'm right. Did you not know I was a doctor on daytime television? Dr. Zhivago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.